We have tickets for Codaline for their farewell concert next summer, June 20th at Malahide Castle in Dublin. Beautiful surroundings, iconic venue. And just get the train up there. It'd be lovely. You can just hopefully the weather will be lovely as well. Pre-sale tickets go on sale today and general sale tickets go on sale on Friday. But here's the thing, you can win them before you can buy them on iRadio here all this week. So we are going to talk about this woman who went to the absolute ends of the world for an amazing gift for her husband's anniversary. Made him his favourite dinner, bought him lovely gifts, and everything was about him. And it was absolutely lovely, and an awful lot of thought went into this. But this woman and this man are trending all over. Everybody's shouting about them on Reddit, because what he got her may shock you to the core. He got her a $100 gift card for his favourite gaming store. And his reason was like, you know, we can both use it since you watch me game all the time. You watch me game all the time. So he bought her a voucher for a gaming store because he's the gamer and she watches him all the time. I reckon she watches him standing behind him with the arms folded going,
can we not do something
yeah,
else?
Yeah, can we not do something else? Like, I don't know, base 3? Or whatever the hell it is. I don't know what she's doing.
Oh, my God. Just disappointed by a man again.
100%.
Who is shocked? Who's shocked, guys?
So, we're looking for a disappointing presence for men and women. All right? Not just men, but you know what? If you want to have a rant, and you can pick up yourself tickets to Codaline's farewell concert in Malahide Castle. So, what is the most disappointing present that you've ever gotten? Rat out your friends, rat out your loved ones. We want to hear all about it. We're talking about this woman who went to, you know, really good ends to actually like arrange a lovely anniversary dinner, cooking a beautiful meal for her fella. And he showed up with a bit of a rubbish present. Well, she reckons it's rubbish. And is everyone divided on it? I don't know. He got her a gaming voucher for £100 for his favourite gaming shop. And his thing was like, hey, you enjoy watching me game. Do you enjoy watching the other half game?
No.
Everyone on Reddit is roasting him.
Yeah, as they should.
He's in the wrong completely, yeah.
So completely.
No one's on his side.
Listen, men aren't perfect. We know that for sure. Alan, though, in Monaghan. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, morning. Buddy. How are you? Are you perfect or did you get a gift or what happened in your life?
Well, I was just going out with my girlfriend Catherine at the time, and I just bought a smart light bulb, and I was like, this is class.
Nice.
And I was like, you know what, I'll buy her a few smart products. So I bought her a smart light bulb that we couldn't connect to the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
I bought her a smart extension plug with about 3 plugs on it. That never worked. That broke within the first week, but she never told me.
Perfect.
And I bought her an Alexa she never uses, and then I bought her a moon, like a little moonlight.
Yeah.
Like a light chip of a moon.
Yeah.
And she lost. Actually, I just caught her there. She actually said, no, I actually lost the remote within the first few weeks.
Not so smart, any of those gifts, to be honest with you.
No, none of them worked.
No.
Honestly, never told me. They're all really practical gifts. So, like, if they worked, they are really good presents.
Yeah, like,
I love them. But everything I got her didn't work. The extension cord broke within the first 2 weeks. And
oh,
I kept
my
asking,
God.
Why are you not using that? And she was like, oh, I haven't got around to it. And then months later, she was like, oh, yeah, it broke. And I didn't want to tell you.
That is class. I love those smart bulbs because you can change the color of the room.
With the bulb. You can dim them and everything.
And
yeah,
if you've got some people over, you can have a little disco.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can, or Alan, you know yourself, you can set the mood.
You're dead right.
Okay. But not happening in your place because you can't find the remote for us. Listen, thanks for coming on. Enjoy your day. Look after yourself, buddy. Cheers.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. There you go. Keep them coming in. 087-1102-107. Worst presents ever. A man has bought his wife a wonderful gift of a $100 gaming store card because he said that, hey, you like to watch me game. So that's possibly one of the worst gifts ever, according to everybody on Reddit. 087-1102-107. If you want to pick up Codaline tickets, we'll pick out somebody from all the messages that we get in. Dan says, not that it's the worst gift received, but you know when someone gets you a night or a weekend away for the both of you as your gift, it's not even asking where you'd like to go. All they did was get themselves a gift and you're now being brought along with you. Fair.
Yeah, they're a good gift. I think you kill two birds with one stone there.
Yeah. It'd be a bit of a in your face, though, if you got somebody a weekend away for the both of you and they just, yeah, I might bring my girlfriend with me. And
yeah.
She's like, what?
Hi, it's Michelle from Louth.
How are you?
My husband, 1 year, decided to buy me a small, tiny little crystal clock.
Tiny little crystal clock, lovely. Little timepiece.
Okay.
Now,
go on.
To be fair, I have no idea why he did that, but...
Well, I might have an idea. You might have seen it, or maybe saw it on TV, or it was in a TV show in a programme. I was just coming up with some sort of scenarios where you went, oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that was probably the worst gift he's ever given me.
Oh.
A tiny, just a small, like that would sit on the top of your mantelpiece, crystal clock, for no reason. Absolutely no reason. It was just such a random gift to get.
Okay, I'm just trying to think of reasons for what. Maybe it's because you're his little gem, just like little Crystal. You're his little gem and you're really bad at keeping time. You're always late.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of.
I was thinking it's probably something got to do with getting ready, because I feel like we take significantly longer time than you do to get ready.
When this hand gets to here, we're going
Hi, iRadio. So possibly the worst present I would have got...
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, this Christmas, I got a diamond ring from my partner of 17 years.
Congratulations, when's the big day?
And there was me waiting for him to ask me to marry him, but no.
Oh.
Sat there red-faced.
Well, I spoke too soon.
Yeah, so she got the ring without the engagement.
Yeah.
Boo.
Normalize booing.
Boo. Yeah, normalize booing. Boo.
Boo. You never heard the song. If you like it, then you should have put a ring
on it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
My mum once for Christmas gave me a lovely box and it was a Yankee Candle set.
All right, okay, I thought she actually physically boxed you. All right.
When I opened the box, I was like, oh, look at these lovely candles.
Nice.
And then I actually opened the lids of the candles to smell them. And two of the candles had actually been burned down halfway.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, your mother is an absolute legend. I love her.
So she obviously got them as a gift herself.
Of course she did.
Didn't like them, put them in the box and wrapped them up and gave them to me. Oh. Lovely. They did smell nice, though.
Of course they did.
Yeah, we love a reusable gift.
It's kind of not really reusable, but yeah.
All right, keep them cooked. We're looking for your worst presents ever. Let's go live to Donegal. Good morning, Nadia. How are you?
Good morning, Cooper. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks very much. How are you keeping today?
Doing good. It's raining here, but sure, what's new in Donegal?
Hey, come on. It's raining everywhere. As you might say in Donegal, how are the Wains?
Ah, they're grand, aye.
Ah, good. Gotta love it. I love learning different kind of ways to call children different things. I only learned that recently, about that children in Donegal are called Wains. Does it come from wee ones, and then weeans, and then weeans, and then Wains? Is that where it comes from?
I think so. I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe.
Are all the children in Donegal called Wayne?
That's another.
So, Kabir, tell us about the worst gift that you've ever got.
So it was either my 25th or 26th birthday present. Himself is a farmer, he does silage. So anyway, it was about 5 months pregnant. So anyway, the wee man was to be born in the February, and my birthday's in the September, and he got me a pram as a push present slash birthday present.
Oh, God.
Is your birthday present, but he got us a...
Normally I get like a small bottle of perfume, you know, something small, you know what would you like? So anyway, this big box came in and I unwrapped the box and go, what's in this box? This is class. Unwrapped it and it's a freaking pram.
Oh, my God. And did he make up for it afterwards? Did you say it to him? Or?
No, I never. You know, you have to kind of play along with it. Oh, thanks so much. That's great. That will be used every day.
While he's out stirring the silage now, getting it prepped, he's hearing this. He's thinking to himself, oh, Jesus. What did I do? Well, I tell you what, why don't you organise a sitter and go on up to Dublin on the 20th of June. Go and see... Codaline in concert, all right, for the farewell tour. Got two tickets, well done.
No way, thank you so much.
Absolutely, you deserve it. All right, cheers,
thank
look
you
after
so
yourself.
Much.
Have a great day, bye-bye. There you
bye-bye.
Go. There's somebody who's really happy. I love that when people are happy when they win a prize instead of like, thanks.
Thanks so much.
Now I have to get a babysitter. And I've got to organise somebody. And do I have to bring him? Because he's only bought me a pram. Do you know what, I'm going to bring someone. I love that.
Everybody looking like stars. Want even more banter?
Set your alarm
or just subscribe.
Either way,
you're sorted.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.